as we're to look at this great nation and as we look at a great God, we would not have this nation had God not placed his hand upon us. We would not be free today had it not been for God placing his hand upon our armed services. We would not have the freedom today had we not had men and women that were more than willing to die for this freedom. We must look on the heart and the mind of those who fight for our freedom. Do you know why they fight? As Christians, we fight for God and for country. We fight for that truth. As worldly, they fight for the freedom. Many come to know Jesus Christ in foxholes. Many come to know Jesus Christ in the jungles of Vietnam. To accept Christ is a guarantee of heaven. God says to us as a nation, "Have I not blessed you? Have I not made you the light that is shining on that hill? Have I not given you the courage and the boldness? Have I not promised to you that I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you? Have I not touched your life in some special way? Have I not given you the heart for freedom? It is our God that we are to serve. It is our Savior, Jesus Christ, who came to ultimately give his life for you and me. As you and I witness on the news of the slaughter of Christians throughout the world because they serve Christ, we witness that slaughter. Will we see it in the United States of America? Is the day coming when if you proclaim Christ and his truth of he is the only way, he is the truth and he is the life, and the only way to heaven through his blood? Well, is the time coming? It can only come if God raises his hand away from this great nation. When God pulls his men and his women out of the churches, out of the pulpits, when God says, "I will proclaim to them no more," why would he do that? He said, "My spirit will not strive with man forever." All the battles that you and I fought when it came our time to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I surrendered. We became a great nation because of men and women who surrender. They surrender to their God. They surrender their life and service for him. God says, "I will lift you up, and that I have lifted up, no man can put asunder. I will give you wisdom. Not the wisdom of man, but the wisdom from heaven. I will give you the love that you won't understand. I will give you the strength that you didn't think you had. I will give to you. I will give to you a great nation. I will give to you a great riches. I will make you a nation that is greater than all nations combined on the earth. I have blessed you." It is because of his word, of his love, of his truth, of his boldness, of his courage, of his strength that God has given to you and me the freedom that we have here today. God said, "I give, and when I give to you, I give my all. I will stand back. I will watch my son, my only begotten son, be tortured. I will listen to his heart cry out. I will witness the blood as it flows from his body. And I must restrain," says God, "for he's doing it for you and you and you." The names are so many. Only God will know. The courage is so great. Only God can give it. The power that He offers to you and to me is a power that supersedes all understanding. And He says, where are my children who are ready to stand for me? Will my children take a stand? Will my church that my son died for, will my church take a stand in the world controlled by hell itself? Will my church be that light? Will my church show that freedom? Will each member of my church, says God, will that member glow with such great love for you fellow man that the whole world witnesses you do not touch a child of God? For God is not pleased with nations who mess with His children. He says that in His time, and in His time alone, will He come. He says in His time, and in His time alone, will He place His hand on the heart of that individual that He's calling to continue to proclaim His word and His truth. I give you the United States of America, says God. I give it to you from my heart. And I give to you the power and the strength. And I give to you my blood. For you cannot fight in the battle of life that has not already been fought. The battles that I deal with within my life, those battles, my friends, are not something that I have conjured up. It is a battle against what is right and what is wrong. It is a battle that God says that you and I will be faced with on every day of our life. It is a battle that God says, I want you to stand there. You are my army. I want you to stand, and as you stand strong, watch me, says God, and I will deliver to you my enemies and yours. Look to me, says God. I will protect your family. Look to me, says God, when you can't be there, I will. And in life itself, when you or I leave this body as Christians, it is God who sends His angels to usher us into His kingdom. No Christian is ever lost. No Christian is ever trampled under earth to where that Christian can never rise again. For God said, I gave to you my son, and I told you his story, that in 3 days after he was brutally murdered and crucified, I will raise my son from the grave. Has God not kept his promise in all that he's promised in his book? His book, the Bible, the holiest of all books, the only book totally and truly inspired by God Himself. And God says, I give you my word. I don't only just say, here's my word. I show you my word. The word is my son. The truth is his life. The love is in his blood. The strength is in his power. Did not my son tell you that when I leave and I go to the Father, all the things you've seen me do, you will be able to do, and even greater things than you witnessed me to do, because I sat at the right hand of my Father. And as I sat at the right hand of my Father has given me authority, both on earth and in heaven. You are my children. You are my army. I will not leave you unattended. I will not watch you as you go into that ditch of life. I will be with you. I will be there when you fall and you are ready to give up, when the hurt and the pain of life is so great that you're ready to collapse under that pain, under that pressure. It will be my arms that will reach down, my arms that will pull you up. I will lift you like the power of an eagle, I will let you soar. Soar in the space that I created, not the world. I am your God. I am your Lord. I paid for you. I gave you the freedom. I gave you more than any other nation has ever received. And yet no longer does every pulpit in my church proclaim my truth, but the ways of the world. And God says, look to me. Don't look to man. Follow my direction. Not what you want to do in your right or left hand. Don't do that. For it is I who have come and I who have given all of life. I focused on the day you would be born. I focused on your family, your life. I knew when you were born what day I would see you in heaven. I knew from the beginning, before time began, I knew all about you from the beginning to the end. I knew about your heart that I would place there, true and soft in a heart for me. I've watched your enemies attempt to attack. I've watched you stand and you not flee. Pay attention to my life, says God, and that not of another. For I sent you my son. You became his brother. You're the sister that I raised with my right hand. I've touched your heart so you could understand the love that I have for you no world can touch. Because I am your God. I love you so much. All I ask you to do, says God, is to stand and stand strong. I don't want you fighting the battle. The battle to me belongs, said God. I'm the one that will deal with the foe. You have a world to save. I give you freedom to go. Reach out into the world with my love so dear. Reach out into the world because I have placed you there for a reason. One day I'll come, says God. One day I will enter the kingdom where you are to bring you up to a kingdom so far. It's my kingdom I created for you. I sealed your heart with the blood of my son. He's my son, my only begotten one. I stood back and watched it happen. But I saw your name. I saw your face. I saw the miracle I gave your mother to give you birth. I witnessed firsthand every situation that goes on in your life or ever will. And when you said yes to my son, you became a child in my will. You and I need to understand, folks, that we, of all the wills that's going to make any difference, the will of a loved one means nothing. Because we're going to be leaving pretty soon ourselves. That means nothing. But does not the will that God has written for us within the heart of his own son, is that not the will that you and I are waiting for? God's will? Do we search for the will of man above the will of God? Isn't that the reason our nation has fallen to such a degree? Watch men, women, children, all those around in a nation that should be powerful and free. We watch them break from their ranks and go back to the world. But the one who runs from me was never really my boy or girl. Once I touch your heart, Once I cleanse your soul, you're heaven bound. I told you so. My word I gave you. My preachers I set in place. One day the time is coming when those preachers will be erased. Will anyone hear the proclamation that's true? Will anyone hear the hope God has for me and you? Will the preachers proclaim the saith the Lord, or will we fall back down in that ditch of life where we never should trot? Will we stand? Will the world even notice that we are different from the evil that's around us? Does the world know that you belong to Christ? Or does the world care because they're not looking for your advice? Do you not understand? Can we not hold dear the truth of God that brought us here? Jesus touched you like he did me. He lifts us up with his power. I can't do it on my own. You and I say that every day. Every second as we walk through life, God touches our heart and always sees the strife. The war is going on, but it's not against man. The battle is fought within the heart. And God says, I will give you the courage and the boldness to stand. I will be there with you. You'll never worry about being alone. I'll pick you up. If need be, I'll bring you on home. I won't allow the world to do to you greater than you can stand. Because I told you, I'm your God. You're my woman. You're my man. As a child of God, you and I must listen. His truth, his wisdom, his courage was never given to you or to me for us to hide. It was never given to us to assemble in a building and say, we are the church, all the rest have no hope. It is your duty, my duty, as the children of God, to go forth to the world in freedom. Freedom that he's given us. The power that he showed us. The love that super understand, that we can't understand. The courage. Where does it come from? Not from the body. It comes from the spirit. It's God's word, God's truth. The Jesus that you and I worship today is the same Jesus that was in heaven with his Father. And his Father understood what had to be done before time began. Hope would be given to each one of us. And that hope, my friends, is not what you and I look for. The hope God gives us is not that of wealth, that of things, that of fun life. No. The hope that everybody in here is looking for is just some kind of peace inside. I want peace. Pastor, I don't care about money or anything else. I want peace. I want to know that I can find that joy that you promised me. And Lord, I know it's in here somewhere. Please forgive me for my sins. Father, I've been washed in the blood, as you can see. I'm one of your children. You and I can dance with glee because of who Jesus is inside of us, not anything we've done. My duty and yours as Christians is to stand strong as the rocks begin to be thrown. You stand there, not on your own power, but on the power of God at that moment. It will be a power so great that you won't understand it. It'll be a power that's so wonderful that you will just be in such great awe. I don't know how I'm standing here. I don't know what I'm doing. God, don't worry, Larry. None of your business. I'll take care of it. You see, life has already been offered to us, not on a silver platter, but on a hand that reached out with a hole through the middle. The hand of God. Jesus says, when you have seen me, you've seen the Father. The Father of the universe came down because of the battle. Oh, not the battle against the nations. No big deal. That's taken care of through God's will. The battle that he came down to fight, it's a battle inside of you and I. And we know it. We fight that battle from morning through night. The battle that pulls us one way or the other. And we think in the heat of the horror and the heat of the dread that we will surely fall. And then we see our brother. His name is Jesus, if you don't know him. He never leaves us nor ever forsakes us. I cannot sink so low in the ditch of life that he can't pull me out. I cannot allow the power and the weight of the burdens that each of us have within our life. I cannot, as an individual Christian, allow them to keep me from proclaiming, "Thus saith the Lord our God." As Jeremiah cried out to God after 26 years of preaching God's word, no converts at all. And Jeremiah cried out to God, "God, I said that no longer would I preach your word. No longer would I stand for you. I cried, God, and said I quit." And yet, Jeremiah says, "But you weren't fair, Lord, because your word burned in my heart to such a great extent that I could no longer keep silent. And you lifted me up to continue to provide the truth, the love that God gives us. Comes through his word. His word is Jesus. The Holy Spirit Jesus sent. That's him living. You and I are spiritual beings with a physical body, a vehicle to walk around on planet Earth. Soon we will give up this vehicle called a body. But we will never be destroyed. We are spiritual. We are the Spirit of God, and we are to share that Spirit with love, with grace, as Christians. We're so fully lacking in sharing that word to the point that you will watch an uprising of love, not an army that is armed as a military, but you will see an army of love. I don't understand myself. Difficult for me to understand you. But I know a Savior that understands all of us. You think that the flaws in your life are mistakes by nature. God does not create mistakes. God created you and me to be winners. God says you're going to fall. Oh, you're going to fall so hard your face is going to hit the bottom. The whales of the ocean will be over top of you. That's how low you're going to go. And then you can cry out as Jonah did. I found out, oh God, that salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord said, I will lift you. Read my stories. Have I ever left a man behind? Did I not protect the woman that would bear my only begotten son? Was it not my voice she heard? Was it not my truth she watched grow in her presence? The freedom was there, oh, not from the Romans, for they were wanting to kill my son, says God. They didn't have a chance. That's my son. Do you know that God does not leave you or me to chance? I don't have to be lucky. I'm saved. I don't have to worry about a chance I'm taking. What's the chance? So you kill me. So I'll be with Jesus. So if God doesn't want you to take my life, you can't. Where's the chance? The promise of God is given to you and me out of pure love. God said those of old wanted to keep rules and regulations that they could not keep. I told them throughout their history that I was sending my son for them to proclaim it. And the great prophets of old said, Jesus is coming. The Messiah is coming. They laughed my prophets to scorn. Did not heed their warning. And one day, it was time, and my son was born. As my son and I looked on, I knew the power he would need to accept your sins, for he would be sinless, but he would receive greater scorn than the roughest criminals that would ever exist. The sinless one would be full of love. It is the love of God through Jesus Christ that gives you the power and me the power. Oh, God looks down and says, I'll take care of you no matter what. Well, you may be sitting there starving. I'll send a raven to bring you meat. You may think the victory cannot be yours in the land of the giants as you march into Jericho. But don't worry, Joshua, it will not be by your sword that you capture Jericho. It will be by my word. You did not even need your sword. Read that story, people. You know, then God says, because I sent the hornet. I sent the hornet to clear them out. Think of that. The mighty men of valor, when they got there, a little creature, nasty, powerful, but a little creature, and not one of them were stung. When God says, I'll take care of you, don't ask how. Because you and I couldn't believe it anyway. Because we cannot picture such great love. You see, when God says, I give to you the promised land, man did not fight for the promised land. It was a free gift from God, offered by God. And when he said, when I tell you I'll give it to you, I give it to you. I will give you freedom. I will give you my son. And my son will die for your sins. And when you say yes to my son, those sins can never ever be brought in front of me because you've been washed in the blood. I cleaned you up. I took your punishment. I felt your pain. I know your hurt. I know everything about you more than you will ever know in that body. I know you. And he said, I have a great work for you to do. I have a great battle for you to watch. Here's what I want you to do, he says to his church. I want you to go to the front lines, armed only with love, armed only with empty hands. And I want you to proclaim, thus saith the Lord, once my name is proclaimed, no man can stand. Once my spirit is let loose, no one can hinder the freedom I will give to you. For my spirit is in you. You belong to me. I'm your father. I'm your brother. I'm your mother. I'm all you need me to be. The loved ones we know that have gone on, those who know Christ will see soon. The love will be great on that great reunion day, because supper's coming. And God planned it that way. His power, His love, His truth, His strength. That's what makes America great. The 4th of July we celebrate as our freedom. The 4th of July, we know something true. Freedom is a gift that God gave to me and you. It is freedom from power to control who we are. Freedom to love, to look to the stars. I don't know what tomorrow will bring, but I do know who will bring it. And I do know the power by which it will come. And I can tell you this, it's all through the love of God's only Son. When God says go, He wants you to stand. He doesn't want to leave you in the dark. That's the reason He placed that light in your heart. That light is Jesus, my only begotten Son, the only hope you have, the only love that's so strong that my Father, says Jesus, has given me the words, and I said nothing that He has not given me to say. And He says to us, I am the Word. I've come in you to dwell. I'm the difference between heaven and hell. I'm the power. Once again, America is great because of God's love for men, for the human race, for all mankind. God says, I love you. There's not a time when God will not lift you up. Do you know? The day will never come when I will hear my God say, you've embarrassed me. The day will never come when I will hear my God say, depart from me, for I never knew you. For I know Him. He knows me. It's a gift from God. Because you see, He sent His only begotten Son to die on a tree. That's how much love we've received from Him. It's the truth from God. And it's His own hand. That's the freedom. That's the victory. That's the truth of His word. Stand strong, stand firm. And He says this to us. Wait, I tell you. Wait upon the Lord. For God will not come too soon, and he will never be too late. He'll be right on time for any situation that's going on in your life and the life of all of those who love his Son. He says to us, you're my one and only one. Each individual that sits here before me and that has ever been born, no one will ever come that will be just like you. You are special to me, says God. Your DNA has been sprinkled with my blood. So therefore, there'll never be another personality just like yours. You're my child. I'm your Savior. Stand strong like you should. I'll give you the courage and the strength once again. For it's for freedom I've come to give all of men. Mankind will know the truth that I give, for you'll know me here in the spirit of love. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your love and your mercy and your truth. Touch us now, Father, as we search through our life, as we focus on the truth that only you can give. I ask your special anointing now, Father, for those who have a task that you've called them to do. I give to you, Father, the truth. I give to you, Father, your word, that you and through that truth may touch our lives. You've told us to read your word and repeat it to you. We do that, Father. We ask your blessing now. Touch our hearts. Give us the boldness to make commitments that you've called us to make in Jesus' name. Amen.